Several weeks ago, as the coronavirus crisis was beginning to unfold, President Trump issued an emergency executive order, which gave him the power to implement new rules and regulations to help contain the spread of the virus. The legislation the president used is known as the Stafford Law, named after Vermont Senator Robert Stafford, who also had a strong reputation as an environmental leader and a champion of higher education. In another edition of Ask Bob, we're going to speak with VPR's Bob Kinzel about the passage of this law and Stafford's career in Vermont politics. Great to be with you again, Bob.
Hey, Mitch.
So how is it that a senator from Vermont in the late 1980s decided to sponsor legislation that gives the executive branch of government enormous emergency powers?
You know, Mitch, I had exactly the same question. Senator Stafford, as you mentioned, was known as a strong environmentalist. He chaired the Senate Environment Committee for a while, and in that capacity identified global warming as a key issue more than 30 years ago. He's also the chief sponsor of a law that provides student loans for higher education, and these are actually known today as Stafford loans. But why? Why did he become the chief sponsor of a law giving the President of the United States such extraordinary emergency powers? Well, Senator Patrick Leahy served in the Senate with Senator Stafford for 14 years, and recently I put this question to him.
He was concerned that we would have things happen like this in the country, and we were not prepared to be able to act quickly. He formed a bipartisan coalition. He had strong Republicans and Democrats voting for it. I remember the meetings in his office, and he passed it.
That's Senator Patrick Leahy describing why Senator Bob Stafford sponsored this extraordinary legislation.
Well, Bob, what can you tell us about Bob Stafford's political career? Because some people might not be aware of his service to the state.
Absolutely, Mitch. Bob Stafford was really what I think of as an old school political leader in Vermont. And by that, I mean, as a political leader, he would rise one step at a time. For instance, he served a term as attorney general in the mid-1950s. Then he was elected to a term as lieutenant governor. After that, he served a term as governor. He was elected in November of 1958. And then in the fall of 1960, he was elected as Vermont's only member of the U.S. House. And then in September of 1971, he was appointed to the U.S. Senate when Winston Prouty passed away. And he served in the Senate until his retirement, until 1988. So his was a very deliberate climb up Vermont's political ladder. And that's something we don't see much of anymore.
So you mentioned that he retired from the U.S. Senate in 1988, in March of that year. Then he comes to the State House and addresses a joint assembly of the legislature. And Bob, I understand you were there. What were some of the highlights of that speech?
Mitch, I was there. It was really an extraordinary speech to hear from Bob Stafford. And it was amazing about how far ahead of his time he was. Now, he specifically talked about the dangers of global warming and the need for the federal government to take major steps to deal with this issue. And he referred to the great dangers, the way that he said it, that was posed by the rising influence of money on our political system, coupled with the rise of single issue groups. And this is how he phrased it.
These highly organized, well-financed groups may or may not have the interests of Vermonters in mind, but you can be sure of one thing. All too many of them present only one side of the story, and all too often that side is inaccurately presented. I mention this only because it's a symptom of something much more pervasive, single-issue politics. Single-issue politics is threatening not only the business of running for public office today, but it's a threat to the operation of government itself.
That statement by Senator Bob Stafford was made 32 years ago, Mitch. He definitely saw the corrosive influence that money could have on our entire democratic process.
Well, Bob, you've described Bob Stafford as an old school political leader, as you said, and I think a lot of that comes through in that piece of tape that we just heard, too. I guess it even took him a while to hire a press secretary. Is that right?
Isn't that amazing? He was in the U.S. Senate for years before he was convinced that he needed a press secretary because he didn't see the need to sort of toot his own horn.
And he had a sense of humor, even though he sounds like a very serious politician. Is that right?
He really did. Here he is in that State House farewell address. He paused for a moment about halfway through the speech, and then he said this.
This speech is 18 pages long. You can see the typing is very large. I'm on page 10, and if anybody is... if anybody is sufficiently interested, they can simply watch my right hand when I do this. When I do this 8 more times, we'll be done.
That's former Senator Bob Stafford in his farewell address to the legislature in the middle of March of 1988.
That is really remarkable, and I think certainly now we can all use a little bit of a laugh there. VPR's Bob Kinzel, thank you so much for this look back in Vermont political history.
My pleasure, Mitch.